This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Upon us, the middle of January 2024, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome in. I'm the Dugger with Jay Bird here. Jay Kirshner is here. James Collins at the control in our studio in, I always want to still say Washington because it was that way for 27 years, but it's Dallas. Dallas. Here's some interesting news. Think about this for a second. The potholes in the road. At this time of year, potholes begin to show up. The ground freezes, and then it heaves, and it creates holes that we drive into, and it makes us crazy, right? Anger.
Sets off the alignment of the car, gives us tires.
Annoyance, discomfort, expensive repairs. There are a lot of different ways of handling. Actually, there was a pothole that saved somebody's life. This guy is being transported to a wake after his untimely death from a chest infection. There were a lot of people gathering for his cremation. The ambulance he was being carried in got jolted from a pothole in the road. And you're already into the rest of the story, right? This fellow who was in the ambulance at the time noticed that his grandfather's hand was moving. So he checked his pulse, found to his shock that he was still alive. So they went from the crematorium to the nearest hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He was
alive. I feel
alive.
Like we've had a lot of these stories where somebody was declared dead and then
they weren't.
It turns out they weren't.
Yeah. Well, you wonder if this harvesting of all of the stuff that's going on around the world now and harvesting our innards, if you will, the lungs, the heart, and all the things that are usable, our eyes. That's become a big business. I remember Rich McFadden, who used to sit in the seat where James is, would say when we would talk about stuff like this, that it was, don't tell anybody where I am if I'm in the hospital. I don't want someone to pull the plug. Because that does go on. Harvesting of your innards does go. There was a whole episode of, Grey's Anatomy on this recently.
Really?
Yeah, there was.
You mean the black market?
Harvesting.
I tell you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right, the black market. All right, let's talk about the election cycle that we're in for a while, shall we? I think this will have value. The Iowa caucus seems, in most people's minds, the official start, but you look back for the last year we've been into this thing, back and forth and up and down, and who's the better, like it's mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all. This is a full-term election year, presidential election year. There are midterms, or what they call sometimes half-term election years, which have, in the last few years, maybe even decade, become more important. The money that's being spent, the noise that's being generated, the high-profile characters who are creating a lot of interest among you, the audience. You're the audience. They're the players. You're the audience. So how do you spend your time? It's different with everybody. I know it is, because some people are very into this and other people are not. One of the things that I think is a responsibility for those of us who do this, I do the Talk Radio Countdown show, over the weekend I have two versions, 2 hours of it. One, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, spends an hour with us going through the top 10 stories of the week according to their research and the people that are being talked about. That's pretty straightforward news talk stuff. We do, Jennifer and Jay and I do the talk radio review. We talk about a lot of those issues, but we also, because this program expands on its definition of news, the thing that I'm thinking about is that lots of times the people who are delivering the news want to tell you what they think, and it's a no-no. You have news, that's it. There's the news guy, and there's the news.
Here are the facts.
And that's right. This is the, and you know who was the first person to really get into big trouble doing this? I remember one of my early conversations with Limbaugh when we were friends, when we both started about the same time. He was a newsman in Kansas City. And I don't know if he changed his name. He was, as a disc jockey, his name was Jeff Christie, I think, because he was a jock for a while and he was a newsman. And he kept spouting off at the end of the newscasts about some of the things in the stories. And he got fired for doing it because the management didn't want him to tell everybody what he thought. And he said, oh, I'm going to fix this. So he got himself a job in Sacramento as a talk host, and the rest is history, as it were. But the point I'm trying to make is that there is a very strict line, and it is now more than ever in the talk situations. I know I listen, I think the best talk station in the country in a major market is KFI in Los Angeles. I listen to that station all the time. If I'm in New York, I do like listening to WABC. It's a good radio station, but anyway, that's not the point of the conversation. The point is that when the news is over, sometimes there's back and forth between the news anchors and the people hosting the talk program, which has become okay. And because it's usually not about serious stuff. You don't hear the news guy, who's on many of our stations, tell the host of the program, that we think that Trump is great and yada yada. I mean, just that it's not kosher. But so how do you decide? The clear definition of this is our job here. I am not a news person. I have been a news person. I ran a news radio station for a couple of years. I get what the news is, and I have very strong feelings about what the news is and what it isn't. And so, in terms of being a referee here, the idea of being on the radio to discuss the issues of the day. I remember one of the first people I had when I worked in Boston, WRKO, the guy who was the Mel Miller was his name. He was a music guy, and then he became a talk guy. And he said, just talk about the issues. That's it, the issues. And make sure people know what you think. Right? Once you identify the issue, then let them know, the people who are listening, how you think. Because that's really what they're listening to. When you were a music guy, you used to talk about the music, and you were passionate about some of the music. Okay, so just translate that passion into the conversation about what's going on in the world. And it was at that point that I decided, because political talk radio didn't really come in until Limbaugh got into it in the late 80s. It was all kinds of good stuff about what's going on. It was interviews. It was, you know, the network shows that were from ABC and Daynet. They were all really, they were classy. They were focused. They were supposed to help you. Yeah, some of them were all about politics. Some of them were the authors of interesting books. You know, it was a thought pattern. And now it's degenerated in my mind to just a fist fight, a verbal fist fight, and anger and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And people are saying their opinions as facts, not stating like, okay, this is my opinion, make up your own mind on your opinion, but here are the facts. There is this line that has been blurred.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, but that's what the news is supposed to be at the top of the hour, or the bottom of the hour. And then we have our commentary, we have our feelings. I'm not here to change your mind. Yeah, you want to listen and you're interested or entertained by the stuff that Jay and I talk about? Cool. That's great. But there are other things that are going on other than just the political winds. There are things going on in the world. There are trends. Certainly this past year has been filled with Roe v. Wade stuff that has been I won't talk about it unless there's something new, and there's not much new, so there's not much reason to talk about it, frankly. I want to have, you know, like lottery winners. I think that's cool, talking about the people and what it does to their lives. And sort of in that vein, there's a guy in Missouri who won $2 million on a scratch card. His happiness was tempered somewhat, however, by concern over how his wife would react to the news. So the wife says, he called me. He said, I don't want you to wreck your car, but I just won $2 million. So, Jay, if Ryan called you and said, hey, babe, guess what? And you said, what? And he told you that he won $2 million, what would you say to him?
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like he wouldn't call, though. He would wait until I got home. Because he would want to see my reaction.
Want to see your face?
Yeah.
Okay, get that.
But I totally get what this guy was doing. I'm like, okay, don't wreck your car. I need to sell you something big.
Yeah. This is big time stuff. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful thing. So many lives have been helped and made better by the lottery. Some people have ruined their lives because they don't know how to handle it. But the good feelings that you get, I think about that. I buy tickets from time to time. And I think about, okay, what do we do with the money that will help people? What will be good? How can I help my family, people that are near to me? What can we do with it that will be good? And the more you focus on others and how you can help, by the way, the better the whole thing will work for you. Frankly, that's been my my experience with this. But so anyway, so a winner. Let's hear it for winners. I was going to look up the Powerball winner from last night. I got my number. I haven't heard. Nobody's knocked on the doorbell. Oh, wait a minute. Do they still do that? Like Ed McMahon used to knock on people's doorbells.
Wasn't that something else? Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Yeah, $10 million.
Yeah, nobody tells you you won the lottery if you do win Powerball or Mega Millions.
Didn't we
just have a recent story where, the time lapsed and nobody, no winner claimed the winning ticket?
It's mine. I made a mistake. Nope, not quite. All right, this is Good Day. Hello, how do you do? Have a good day on us. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Up the script for today. 23 at the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is social media time, and each hour we have social media, some gossipy things from celebrities, and then sometimes we focus on the item, on the medium itself, that is social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday I started to play a clip from Yellowstone that I heard on Sunday, and I'm going to keep playing it because I think it is the best collective assessment of social media and devices that I have ever heard. And it so encapsulates what I think. So if you didn't hear it, you will hear it from time to time in different venues on the program. So this is a good time for us to present. This is the character Monica, who is the wife of Casey, Luke Graham's character. I forget what her name is as an actress, but the important thing is she's a teacher in a local high school, and she has asked her class to go outside because they seem to be so occupied with their texts and phones and stuff that they can't concentrate inside. So she figured they'd go outside and they'd see the air, you know, the beauty of the everything, and why would you waste your time if you could see that beauty on a phone? So here is Monica addressing her students outside.
Look at you guys. I thought moving the class outside for a day would get you off your phones, but you're still staring at your tiny screens. Liking photos of people you've never met, commenting on their lives while they comment on yours. Do you have any idea what's happening in the world you live in? Do you think that the photo on your screen has anything to do with that world? The world you live in is slowly shrinking. There's a tiny group of men who are buying it and stripping it naked and selling you what they extract. They're raping your world and selling you what they take. I mean, they sell you the water you drink, the air you breathe, and you line up for it like sheep. They will kill your brother and steal your child and pollute everything you love. And you'll never notice because you're so hypnotized by a world that doesn't exist.
How poignant is that? Each time I've heard this, the first time when I actually saw it on Yellowstone, I was brought to tears. And yesterday when we played it, I was very emotional, and I still feel that way as I hear it because I don't know if fear is the right word. I just don't You don't know. You know, all our generations, I can remember my father telling me the world was going to hell. So I don't want to sound like him. But I just think there's a caution flag that needs to be put out with all of this stuff. So that's why I think we'll repeat it from time to time, just so you'll have something else to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a new law called the Social Media Parental Notification Act. Maybe pronounced the Social Media Parental Notification Act. Your governor, Mike DeWine in Ohio, has signed it. The law was designed to require children under 16 to get consent. So there are a number of states that are doing this
now,
parents
and
guardians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where
so what's
I think
it like
Florida
in Ohio?
Is kind of like they without not even with guardian permission or parental permission. It's just under 16, you can't be on it. And Ohio, you can at least with parental permission. It was supposed to go into effect this week, earlier this week, and it's on hold until January 23rd.
Because? Why the federal
whenever a bill is passed, there's always somebody with their lawyers who have lawyers on top of lawyers and ready to file something. And
But what's in it for somebody who would try to slow it down? Who would be, other than the people who are selling the stuff that we're talking about here, selling the equipment or selling the ideas? It seems to me this is nothing but common sense for people to really think it through. So I'd like to know. I think the lawsuit was from Meta. If I'm not mistaken. So, all right, anyway, food for thought is things change.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. An Arctic blast is bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week. The National Weather Service shows there are hazardous cold conditions from states near the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, west to Montana, and even into the southern states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Ron Stephen Fitzgerald. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my gramps on Good Day.
Was great in the league of our own, right? Isn't that what a fabulous movie. So many great movies, TV shows, so many great things from books that we can enjoy. It's one of the great skills, I think, that we have. James Collins is in our studio, the main studio in Dallas. He said to me earlier, Jay, that I was electric today. I don't know really how to take that, whether yesterday or wasn't electric, what does that mean?
No, it's a compliment. Right. You just seem more upbeat and hyper today than normal.
Hyper?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know about that, but I don't know, I think that we all are subject to the same sort of things that keep us up or get us down, and I don't like to put on airs. What you hear from me, and Jay can probably attest to this, I am's like Papa. I am's what I am's. I am who I am, and I have had the ability to at least engage a certain audience for a lot of years, and that's because I think that there is always something else to be said. And it's usually, I was introduced, one of my three favorite professors in college was the director of music department at Heidelberg. His name was Ferris Ohl. And we had the best college choir in our division in the country. And we traveled around the country and the world. And I was the business manager. So he would introduce me to, we'd always perform in a big hall, a school or a church or something. And so when we'd get there, we'd get off the buses, we'd be setting things up. And Ferris would bring me around to meet the minister or whoever was in charge. And he, I remember reminding him of this on his 100th birthday. He looked at me and he said, "Did I say that?" And I said, "Yeah." He always introduced me. My given name is Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Dudley Stephan. This is Dudley Stephan. He always has something to say when there's nothing to be said. So if nothing else makes it to a moniker at the end of my time, perhaps that's something that can hang over a picture of mine somewhere. Jay, you can be responsible for that. Meanwhile, the skills that we have here, all of us, you have a skill. I have a skill. We all have careers that we choose. There are a lot of projects to work on in life. Limitless things that you can do with your time. So if you want to make a significant contribution using your talent, your ambition, it's something that we need to, you know, you've got to have attention. First of all, the most important thing, right, is to have attention. Attention to detail, attention to whatever the business is or to what you're doing. It's to tap into that sometimes is one of the, when you realize how to do it, whether you even realize that that's what you're doing. That's the other thing. Sometimes people just have it instinctually and they just do it. I've always been very inquisitive, and I think that's led me to, I have a decent personality and a decent voice, and I have a decent work ethic, so I think that's led me into what I'm doing. But that's, it wasn't work for me. Maybe that's the best way to put it. That's why when James said, I was sounding electric, this isn't like heavy work for me. This is me. Mm-hmm. And I have the ability. Yeah, right. It's nice if you can you can combine things that, you know, you're fairly good at and you really like doing and you make a couple of bucks at it. I mean, what else is there here? And that's one of the reasons that America is so great, because we can create a business. We can take an idea, and you really can't do it as well anyplace else as you can here, even though there's too damn much government. And we are really hampered by too many laws and rules and regulations. It still is the best place to get things going. So, anyway, I have some people in the news today, Jay. Would you like to hear about the Pope, number one?
Let's go.
Pope Francis, defending his decision to let priests bless same-sex couples. He admitted, though, the other day that, quote, solitude is a price you have to pay when you make a difficult decision. He doubled down, as a matter of fact, saying that he was underscoring. He wasn't running away from what he said. He was, in fact, adding to it by saying the Lord blesses everyone. He acknowledged the remarkable opposition that his decision has sparked. For example, down in Africa, the bishops have united in a refusal to implement this declaration. Individual bishops in parts of Europe and Latin America also have voiced opposition. But he restated traditional church teaching, marriage is a lifelong union between a man and a woman, but, there's the big but, it allows priests to offer spontaneous, non-liturgical blessings to same-sex couples seeking God's grace in their lives, providing blessings aren't confused with the rites and rituals of a wedding. I don't back down. No, it's
And he's not. He's doubling down on this. Yeah.
I know, but why would why do people care about it? I don't get it.
People do, and we always hear these things about a bakery who wouldn't do a cake or something like that for a
son's
wedding.
Yeah, because he's gay.
And at the same time, though, it's one of those things of if I were getting married to a woman, I would want to know that the person who is going to marry us it stands by us. I wouldn't want someone to go against what they're doing or go against their own morals or values and kind of start off with a hatred in our nuptials. I wouldn't want somebody who hates me to bake me a cake. It's almost like as awful as it is, like everybody should be treated the same. And just why is it such an issue? If you don't like gay marriage, then don't get gay married. But at the same time, if people want to be hateful, then let's at least let them identify themselves so we know who we're dealing with.
Right.
And then we can give somebody else our money.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste my time going to a bakery shop or any place and they don't like you. Go somewhere when they do. That's it. All right, next person in the news is Madison Marsh, the Miss America this year, is a U.S. Air Force officer. She said in her thank you speech, "The sky is not the limit." Get it? She's a pilot. "The sky is not the limit."
She's like on her way to be a Top Gun.
Yeah. I think she's really very interesting lady. Small town lady. She made it to the pageant. Second lieutenant in the Air Force. Active duty Air Force officer. First one to ever get this far. I think there was somebody. Let's see. The last Miss America was Grace Stenke. Came from Wisconsin. I think she was a farm girl, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway. Hmm. She posted on X. The people in the Air Force are very proud of her, as you can imagine. There are 51 contestants, Jay, this year, all the states in the District of Columbia. 10 contestants entered the pageant. I did not see a picture of her. I'm guessing that she's probably good-looking, but she's also accomplished. And she talked about drugs in America. In the talent show round, she spoke... she opted for a spoken word about receiving a pilot's license when she was 16. See, going back to what I said a few minutes ago, find what you're good at, find what you like. At whatever age, a lot of people, when they're 8, 9, 10 years old, say, "I want to be an engineer, or I want to be a scientist, or I want to be whatever it is you want to be."
And there are so many camps and classes and groups you can be a part of to nurture that and see if it's something that truly does work out. I think a lot of times we want to do something and then we realize we're not good enough at it to make it a career, but it can at least be a hobby, and then we focus on what we are good at to make us money. But with Madison Marsh, she's a Harvard student and on her way to either being a Top Gun or a cancer researcher. I mean, this is just an incredible human being who is not only going to go places, but going to bring the world with her.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. Miss Colorado before she was Miss America. Are people still complaining this is a sexist thing? Are there protests outside? There used to be. There was more, not Miss America, but Miss Universe. That was a Trump thing.
Well, I think it kind of did used to be pretty sexist with the swimsuit competition, and they were objectified with their bodies and everything, where it lost what the point was originally, where it's a scholarship program, and it is a platform to bring awareness to different things. And I think it's more so getting back in line with what it was always meant to be.
I think you're right. Next person in the news is Frederick X, the new king of Denmark. The only reason I brought this up is because last week we were talking about his mother, Queen Margrethe, abdicating the throne. And then we all said, huh? There's a king in Denmark? I just thought you'd like to know that her son is succeeding him. Right? That's about the only thing that has value there is the son is on the throne. John Kerry. Presidential candidate, senator from Massachusetts, involved in political circles, Vietnam protester, all kinds of stuff wrapped into one. He was Secretary of State as well, tapped to be the climate change person is leaving. And so, I guess, so what? Okay, he's leaving. See ya. Adios. I never had much use for him. But that's just me. A lot of people thought he was great. You know, He's a very arrogant. He gives, you know, the arrogance of. Well, I don't want to feed into the typecasting, so I'll just leave it. Here's the story of another person named Chris Battle, who is a pastor of a church, or was. He left the church to feed the hungry on his urban farm. Do you see this? He is in East Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, East Knoxville is a fairly rural area in the mountains. He reads from the Bible. Congregation warms themselves, small fire. He has okra, cabbage, onions, freshly picked things from his garden on his property. And he is going. He goes to nearby farmers' markets after the service is over to bring things to sell to people. I guess he gives things to some people as well. 62 years old, senior pastor at the Tabernacle Baptist Church, one of Knoxville's oldest Baptist congregations, grows and delivers fresh produce to residents. This, I thought this was a good story.
Yeah, it is.
Good guy. Yep. Let's hear it for him. Okay. The next person is Tyler Chase. 23 years old, of Portland, Oregon. Surprised upon learning the doctor's office, learning the medical examiner's office had incorrectly declared him dead. That's another one of these. It's funny. You hit the nail on the head when you were talking about it earlier with a bunch of these things.
Well, this was a mistaken identity. They identified a dead man as him, and he was in rehab, and he got out, and he was trying to get food privileges, and they were like, no, you've been declared dead. And he was like, what?
Yeah, you're dead. Can't have
it. Family University Dashes.
You're dead, D-E-A-D, dead, pal. 48 after the hour, and good day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates has not available in all states.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The Doctor Zone with Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com, serve two different purposes. ForbiddenDoctor.com is all about the things that he brings to you, like the Lee Energy enzymes that are so good for your system, the other things that are good for your thyroid, all the things that he produces. And then that's one side of his career and his expertise as a GAPS practitioner. But then he also, because he's a great NUCA chiropractor, is going to work on yours truly this weekend. How about that? It'll fix me right up. I know what ails me, and so do you.
Well, I've been working out really heavy to be ready for you.
Okay, that's good. All right. There are a lot of studies that show that cervical cancer has been increasing in women under the age of 50. There's some more information here from a lady named Sarah Smith. Then I want to talk to Jack a little about this as well, so listen up.
Despite the fact that cervical cancer is preventable with regular screening, it is estimated there will be almost 14,000 new cases and over 4,000 deaths from the disease this year. OBGYN Dr. Camila Phillips has more.
We know cervical cancer is preventable through regular co-testing, and it is highly treatable if caught early. However, an alarming 53% of women in their 20s aren't up to date on their screenings. All the more devastating, more than 50% of new cervical cancer cases occur in women who have not been screened in the past 5 years.
January is Cervical Health Awareness Month, a good reminder to schedule a screening.
I'm speaking up today to raise awareness of this disease and to promote the importance of screenings. Medical guidelines are constantly updated and can affect which tests are available. Every woman should continue to have access to the best technology available to help prevent cervical cancer.
Learn more at Hologic.com/wellwoman.
What do we take away from that, Jack? Cervical cancer, women. I wonder about this. Isn't there supposed to be a vaccine It helps eliminate that with the esters, or am I thinking about something different?
Well, I'll tell you what the takeaway is. Twice she used the word preventable, and the first time she used the word preventable was through constant screening. That isn't how you prevent it. Cancer is simply a deficiency of the immune system to respond to the presence of cancer cells. That's what it is, pure and simple. Now, there are certain cellular deviations and mutations that take place that lead to it. But it's your immune system that stays on top of this. And the biggest insult that occurs in our daily lives against the strong immune system is sugar, processed sugars. We know that is the number one food for cancers. And when she says cervical cancer is showing up in younger and younger women, look at your diet. Look at your lifestyle. Are you full of stress? Are you full of anger? Are you full of sugar? Are you not getting enough fresh air, enough sleep? It's the environmental influences that lead us to these kinds of problems. And it's not just cervical cancer that's up. Many cancers are up.
Different types of cancers, yeah. You know what I've always taken away from you is how good zinc is, how it helps you fight off infections. I've had
absolutely
flu thing. It's good for basic stuff like colds, but it enhances your immune system, which is how you fight the stuff we were just talking about as well, right?
Well, that's true.
How
your immune system, well, it's intimate in the formation of over 300 enzymes. And many of those enzymes are involved in activating the immune system. So when the big COVID showed up here a few years ago, the alternative people, like myself, out there saying, you definitely need to increase your vitamin D and zinc. And so there were, in the United States, that was suppressed. In all the other countries around the world, they were actively pushing that as best they could, because a lot of us don't have zinc-rich diets, so we need to supplement it.
What would be an example of a zinc-rich food?
Peanuts, or just nuts in general. Red meat, whole milk that comes from healthy cows, not the commercial type stuff, like you have on your farm. Healthy cows.
Yeah, right. Not all shot up with all kinds of things that we need to have
in our bodies. The stuff that turns red meat into something that's dangerous rather than something that's very healthy.
Whenever I mention zinc to my friends, people say, how do you stay so healthy? I said a lot of echinacea, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C.
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff. A new standard process has something called ImmunePlex and CongaPlex, which you told me to eat like candy last week, and I've been having a lot of it, and I think it's kind of straightened. There's a bug going around, man. I have a hard time succumbing to bugs, but this one I had a problem with for a few days, and that was a good way to get me focused back on, get your health and immune system in order. All right, some good words of wisdom from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.